Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. On one of my birthdays, I gifted myself this incredible skill called mindfulness, and my life totally transformed after that. This is my birthday month and I'm so excited to talk about the transformative power of mindfulness and meditation in your corporate life with my amazing guest, Mike Williams. Mike Williams is a co-founding director of Direct Path Institute, a renowned meditation teacher, facilitator, and worldwide retreat leader. Mike brings over 20 years of public speaking and corporate training experience, holding certifications from IACET, which is International Association for Continuing Education and Training. As an electrical engineer, Mike traveled the world conducting training seminars and holds multiple patents. Today, he shares his inspiring journey and insights on the importance of mindfulness in daily corporate living. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We are going to discuss mindfulness, which is so important. And I remember that on one of my birthdays, I gifted this skill to myself. Because on my birthday, each time I give myself a gift, which is either an experience or a skill. So this one I gifted myself and my life is not the same. Let's inspire our audience today with this amazing, amazing tool.
Absolutely. I'm excited to talk about it. Anytime I get a chance to talk about meditation and mindfulness, I get excited. I geek out a little bit on it. I could talk about it all day. So I can't wait.
Absolutely. This is fantastic. I am so passionate about yoga and meditation too. Mike, you have spent a long time in the corporate world. I think over 20 years you have been working in different corporate jobs. So how was your experience like and what triggered you to get into what you are doing now?
Sure. So yes, I was in the corporate world for about 23 years. Just to give you a brief background for myself, when I was in high school, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. My mom was a nurse. I shadowed her in the nursing field in the hospitals and ultimately determined that was not for me. I could not deal with that type of environment. I think it takes a special type of person to do that kind of work. My father, I was in the Air Force and I grew up listening to Air Force stories growing up and I had a little bit of a technical aptitude. So out of high school, I took it's called an ASVAB test. It's an aptitude test. I scored really high in technical and math. So I entered the Air Force. I served 6 years in the U.S. Air Force Guard. And while I was in the Guard, I went to school for electrical engineering. So I got my electrical engineering degree and entered the workforce at 23 years old. And I was an application engineer. I did a lot of technical things. And I quickly learned or discovered about myself that although I was successful at that and I was in a good career that could, give me plenty of opportunities to grow, there was something inside of me that I felt was missing.
And
my calling, my dharma, whatever you want to call it, I knew that wasn't it. So to make a long story short about my career, I tried a number of different positions in the engineering world. I moved on to marketing and the business side of things. I worked for three corporations during my career. And during my last, 5 or 6 years in the corporate world, I discovered meditation and I started to really, teach myself just by reading, watching YouTube videos, stuff like that about mindfulness. And it just clicked. I knew instantly that was my dharma and I just needed to figure out how to integrate it into my busy life. And slowly over time, I saw the benefits of it. So it was almost instantly proven to me that it works. It wasn't something that was so far out there that I couldn't relate to. I saw the benefits almost immediately.
Right. And now you teach meditation and yoga to people.
I do. So I'm a 200-hour certified meditation teacher, and I teach meditation on retreats that my business partner and I, our Business Direct Path Institute, manages, and also teach online meditation courses as well. So students can go online and self-pace and self-teach themselves through the modules that we create. And just the feedback I get from people, how it's changed their lives, moves me and inspires me to keep doing it.
Absolutely. And I believe that we have been sent into this world with a specific purpose, and we all have different purposes, right? We have our very unique purpose that we are here to deliver in this world and to serve this world with. Mindfulness is something that is life-changing. I can tell you with my experience also that since I have been into yoga and mindfulness, like, you know, seriously, because though since my childhood, I am in India, so I have been grown up here, born here. So, of course, this is the land of yoga and meditation. So I did that since my childhood, but then we never took it seriously because, you know, we don't value that enough. And then after my corporate, you know, within my corporate life, and when I was experiencing all those challenges that most of the corporate professionals do, and I'm sure that you relate with those, that stress at work, anxiety, and a lost sense of purpose, and that disillusion and disorientation, a lot of things that mindfulness and meditations can fix. So could you please talk a little about what kind of challenges do you think corporate professionals face and experience on the day-to-day basis? And how can mindfulness help them overcome that?
I think there's a lot of challenges that people face on a day-to-day basis in the corporate world. I know from my experience, when I was new in the corporate world, I was young, energetic, you know, working 40, 50, 55 hours per week. I really enjoyed that. And as I took on more responsibility over my career over the years, it got to the point where that was more my focus in life and what I thought about on a daily basis. When I first started working, I would leave 4:35 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would really kind of forget about the job until I came into work the next day. So there was a good balance there of work-life balance. As I progressed through my career, and I started to take on more responsibilities and people reporting to me and a lot of traveling, it wasn't as easy for me to leave the work at work. I took it home with me, not even literally taking home with me to work. It just, my mentality and my, you know, just my focus wasn't where I was at the time. So, you know, whether I was home with the family or doing activities with the kids, I was always thinking about work, what I had to do the next day. And it kind of blurred the two sides of my life. And I think that's very common in the corporate world, is we're so, you know, corporate individuals are so busy from 9 to 5, but they also take a lot of that home as well.
Yeah.
And that stress isn't just within those cubicle walls or those office walls. It's your whole life. So being able to segment that, I wasn't able to do that with anything other than mindfulness and meditation, and really learning how to be present with where I was at all times. And it's not something that you could do and the next day, you know, everything's better. It's a process. It's like working a muscle, right? You have to continually work on it to increase the effectiveness of your practice. It's funny, even getting ready for the podcast this morning, I was doing the dishes this morning, and I was thinking about, you know, the podcast and the questions and what we're going to talk about and everything. And I noticed that I finished doing the dishes. All the dishes were done, but I didn't remember doing the dishes at all. I wasn't present for that 10 minutes that I was doing the dishes. And I have to constantly remind myself, just be present with what you're doing. And that's what I did after I found mindfulness. Is when I was home, I focused on what I was doing at home, and I was in the present moment. I wasn't in the past, the future, which, you know, through studying and reading, you know, learn that the past and the future don't exist. They only exist in your mind. You know, only the present moment is the only thing that exists. So if you could take that mindset and incorporate that into your daily work, I think that's hugely beneficial.
I totally agree with that. We are having a mind, which is a monkey mind, which keeps on jumping between the past and the future, which, as you very rightly said, that they don't exist. Only the present moment, which is there, and we don't want to live in the present moment. So we are losing our entire life because the life is in the present moment. Otherwise, there's no life. So now it's very easy for us to say that, right? Because we have practiced it. And of course, we have to, build that muscle on the everyday basis that we cannot stay present all the time. So how easy or difficult it is for the corporate people who are our listeners today? What is the first step for them to get started? Because it's a long journey. It takes a lot of time to have that practice in place.
I think starting small is key. Not jumping into a 20 or 25 minute practice right off the bat, which, when you think of 20 minutes, 25 minutes doesn't seem like a long period of time. But trust me, when you're just getting into meditation and you're trying to sit in stillness or be present, 20 minutes feels like a lifetime. Starting small, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time, just taking a break, pausing your day for a moment for yourself and just starting to breathe. There's techniques that you could use to just become present in the here and now. And the breath is very common, as you're well aware with meditation. The breath, there's many different benefits to watching your breath and controlling your breath and being mindful of your breath. One of them is, if you're worked up during the day at work and you're sympathetic nervous system, your fight, flight, freeze, and fawn is firing in all cylinders. You're thinking of all these things that you have to do. You do kind of freeze at that moment, and the old saying, paralysis by analysis. Trying to analyze everything, and when you do that, you freeze up. So being able to breathe, sit and watch your breath, and take some deep breaths, even for a couple minutes, activates that parasympathetic nervous system and calms down that fight or flight response and really calms your nerves down. So that's one benefit to just, you could do it sitting at your desk. Yeah. You could, if you need to get up and walk around, find a quiet conference room in the corner, close the door, keep the lights off if you want, and just sit in the chair for a few minutes and just take some deep breaths, and you'll notice that your body starts to calm down a little bit. So watching that is important. Just allowing the breath to be the guide for your meditation. So, sitting in meditation and thinking of everything that you're going to be doing throughout the day really is counterintuitive. But if you could focus on your breath, your mind has difficulty thinking of more than one thing at one time.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're truly concentrating on your breath, it's impossible for you to also think about what you need to do 2 or 3 days from now or the next day or maybe something a coworker said to you the previous day. You can't do both. So if you can just find that time to focus on your breath, that's all there is, in that moment. And then you can come out of that 5 minutes feeling a little bit rejuvenated and notice that, hey, that did something. It's tangible. It's something that's there. I could feel it. I know that worked.
Yeah,
so I think just that basic breathing is very, very beneficial.
It's very important. And for that, they don't need to even, set aside a time, because even otherwise we breathe. So we don't have to get that extra time for breathing. It's just a matter of reminding ourselves that we breathe mindfully with all our attention and awareness.
Exactly. And you could do that at your desk. If you're looking at your inbox and you see that you have 20 emails to respond to, 8 o'clock in the morning, you're just starting out your day. If it feels overwhelming to you, shut your computer down or minimize your inbox and just take some deep breaths and just get your mindset in the right place. And you're much more effective when you're in a good place mentally. And like I said, if you're worried about the 20 emails, how well are you going to be able to do that work on those first couple? If you're yes, thinking too much about the whole big picture. You have to take it just one step at a time and one email at a time. And learning to practice to train your mind to be present is not just in meditation, but it's being present in that first email, and it's being present in that second email. And before you know it, that work is done and you're on to the next thing.
Right. When we do that, we would be able to be in love with our work also. Because when we are paying attention to our work, the work also gets better. We are able to focus on that. We are able to enjoy that. We are able to love that. Because when we don't pay attention, there is no way that, how can we love something that we don't pay attention to?
Exactly. Exactly. And the other thing, if I could just add, you know, when you're at work, you play many different roles. Even you have one, technically you have one role, you have one title, but you're an employee, you're a manager, you're a coworker, you know, you play a lot of different roles throughout the day, and you add stress to your day by thinking that you have to be everything all at once.
Sure.
And even to add to that, when you come home to your family, you know, for myself, I was coworker, I was boss, I was employee, I was father, I was husband, I was son, you know, all those masks that you wear, everyone tries to manage all of them and wear all of them at the same time. Mm. And that's another analogy. People that, you know, joke that know me, I love to use analogies. You know, when I post for the business, I always try to, you know, create an analogy for people to relate to. And the masks is a good one because you can only wear one at a time.
Right.
Really, exactly. When you think about it. So
yeah, very well said. This is the beautiful analogy. I love it. For corporate professionals, the biggest challenge is to stay present. If they can't do that, they can't remember it. Just mark your time in the calendar and remind yourself that this is the time to do it. And take short steps and just do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We live our days from our calendar typically. So if you get a reminder that it's mindfulness time at 11 a.m.,
yeah,
you're going to do that. Yeah.
Right.
Join our 6-day summit and become a client magnet. As a business owner who's been in your shoes, I know how hard it can be to grow your brand and attract new clients. But with the right strategies and mindset, you can become a client magnet and build a loyal following. Join our upcoming 6-day summit where you'll receive personalized attention to learn how to expand your brand in a meaningful way. Discover how to create a brand story that connects with your audience. Develop a content strategy that resonates with your ideal clients, and build a personal brand that reflects your values and integrity. Register now at eybsummit.bfairs.com. That's eybsummit.bfairs.com. We'll see you there.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Mike, when we practice mindfulness or we do meditations, you shared a few tips about that too. But then how does it help us to prioritize what is important and what is not? And how do we distinguish between the important and unimportant? How does that help? Would you please give a few examples of that so that people get inspired to take action?
I guess important versus unimportant can be separated personally and professionally, right? So what may be important professionally or for your boss in that particular day may not necessarily be important for you personally. You know, if you have a list of tasks or accomplishments that need to be done, and then you take on others and you say yes, yes, yes to every request that comes your way, it's going to be difficult to manage that. So, you know, just having an open conversation and communication with your coworkers and your employer on what the priority is will help you determine what's important or not. You know, if you know that you have a 30 slide deck that needs to be completed for that day, but your boss also comes over and asks you to do this and that, you have to decide what's important, what's the priority. So, you know, turning that back around to your employer, your boss, is a valid question. You know, is this something that you want me to jump on right now? And if it is, then, you know, I can't work on that other thing. So I think figuring out what the key thing that needs to get done at that time is the most beneficial.
Right. Focus on what is at hand. That is the most important thing to do. And thinking about something that you can do tomorrow or an hour later or something, that is unimportant at this point in time.
Sometimes the simplest task isn't the one that needs to be done now. You know, a lot of, I used to get in that habit too, where I would have a list of 10 things to do. Three of them were time consuming and hard. So I'd focus on the seven easy things and knock that out. But those really weren't the priorities at the time. You know, the priorities were getting into that hard thing. So getting into that place where you determine that, okay, I'm going to spend the next 3 hours on doing this hard task, and then I could move on to the other things, is important. And, you know, focusing on that comes back to mindfulness, right? So when we're meditating, one of the meditation techniques that we do is a single pointed focus meditation or one pointed focus. And essentially all that is if you're sitting in meditation, you focus on something that's in your presence. Mm-hmm. So you can focus on a flower or a candle or a plant. And same thing with the breath. If you could focus on that one item, it reduces your monkey minds. It calms your monkey minds down. So the same thing could be true for your tasks, right? So if you focus on your single task and not be distracted with all the other things that you have to do on that particular day or for the rest of the week, you're more effective at that single task at that particular moment instead of your mind's jumping around, because your mind loves to do that. Your mind loves to be in control. And when you settle your mind down, your mind is relinquishing that control, and being in the present moment is the thing that's now in control. And your mind says, okay, I see what you're doing here. I don't need to be busy and worry about what's going on for the next couple of days. I'll let you do your thing for the next 3 hours, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, right. Mind is a big trap, and a lot of importance has been given to mind. It's a beautiful instrument. It's a beautiful tool when used correctly. But when it has started using us, then that's a problem. That's taking our lives to some directions which are so harmful. And we are creating a lot of diseases in our bodies, because I think 75% of diseases are created inside of the bodies. And this is all result of stress, anxiety, and what all pain, trauma lives inside of our bodies. And mindfulness and meditation, so, so magical for all this. So that's one.
And I love the word you said, tool. You know, our mind and our five senses are simply tools for ourselves, our consciousness, our awareness, whatever you want to call our soul, our spirit. There's many different names for it. You know, consciousness is, or awareness just is aware. It needs those tools. It needs the minds to navigate through our day-to-day lives. Yeah. It needs our eyes to see things and our ears to hear.
Right.
But the mind is exactly the same from a tool standpoint. It's another tool in your tool bag, just like sight and hearing and smell is. Mm-hmm. But we identify with our minds so closely, we think that we are our minds.
Yeah.
And we're actually, when you think about it, we're a step removed or a step back from that mind or your eyes or your ears. You're the knowing consciousness behind that.
Great. Yes, that's very true. Mike, would you like to teach our listeners a quick meditation that is easily doable and that they can do just anywhere?
Sure. So really at any point of your day, you don't necessarily need to sit on a cushion or be in a quiet, dark room to meditate. I actually did it driving home from work a lot of times, where I would leave work and my mind was racing so much while I was driving. Obviously, I wasn't closing my eyes and meditating. That would have been a very short commute. But simply all I would do was be present with the trees as I drove by them. And I would spend 10, 15 minutes, taking in the sights without labeling them. So, anytime you label a tree as a tree or a road as a road, your mind starts to add some narratives and some stories around that. And before you know it, you're lost. You're lost in the mind again. So if you could just sit somewhere in presence and relax your body, get into a comfortable position to the point where your focus isn't on discomfort of your, you know, if your back is stiff or if you're sitting down and your legs are falling asleep. If you can get into a position where you're comfortable to the point where your mind can settle down a little bit, and if you're able to close your eyes and simply start noticing your breath and noticing the sensation of the cool air entering your nostrils, noticing the warmer air exiting your nostrils, and doing that time after time, every time you breathe, allows you to your mind to settle and gets you to the point where you're not controlled by your thoughts. You're just witnessing your thoughts. And you'll notice that when you're sitting in meditation. And you hear a lot of people that meditate say, you need to quiet your minds, stop your mind from thinking. We all know that's impossible. I think the major distinction that we need, you can't do that. You know, I don't know if I've ever met anyone that's able to completely make their mind blank for extended periods of time. But if you can turn that around and just recognize the fact that you're thinking and see that you're a witness to those thoughts will pop up and they'll go away and another thought will pop up and go away. But if you can sit back calmly while you're breathing and notice that, you slowly train your brain to not attach to those thoughts.
Yeah.
So that's really the key with meditation. And again, like I said earlier, whether it's 3 minutes or 30 minutes, if you could just settle into your breath and let your breath be the guide, it's very calming to your nervous system and allows your mind to settle down.
That's wonderful. Breath is something that we can always work with. It's always there with us. We even otherwise breathe, and we can focus on our breath just anytime, right? Whenever we are doing something, we are doing our office a task, or we are driving, or we are eating, or even while washing our hands. The whole thing is that when we are focused on our breath, this is so magical. You know, I have tried it a lot of times because I keep on doing it. I am very firm with my meditation practice. This is so liberating. This is so relieving. And the productivity goes really high. The health improves a lot. And you feel, suddenly you start feeling so better that, you know, you just want to keep on doing it. So guys, do it. It's so important. Mike, would you like to talk about your retreat a little?
Sure. Thank you. So yes, our business is Direct Path Institute, and our website is yourdirectpath.com. And within that business, we offer a number of courses, online courses for yoga and meditation. And we have online only versions of yoga teacher training and meditation teacher training, where it's anywhere from, you know, an 8 to 10 month program where you would go online and sign up for the course, and it's self-taught, self-paced courses that you have access to mentors along the way to ask questions, get help from. And you would conclude that training at the end of the 8 to 10 months. And if you also want to expand that or change the programming a little bit, we offer hybrid versions as well. So we offer shorter versions online that conclude, or as part of the end of the training, have a retreat aspect to that. So it's an 8-day intensive training. The one that we're doing next February is in Costa Rica, which is absolutely beautiful. So you would sign up for yoga teacher training or meditation teacher training, you know, throughout this year, take those courses online for the first few months, and then ends that training with an intensive training with myself and my business partner, Jess, in Costa Rica on the retreat.
Great.
So, awesome. Yeah, it's great to, you know, get a bunch of people together from all aspects, all parts of the world and walks of life, and everyone is unified in that same practice and is able to share their experiences and learn these techniques. It's it's a really beautiful thing when people come together and share their stories and everything. So that's the retreat. That's the next retreat that we're working on. We're excited about that. We actually have 3 weeks back to back. So we have the first week in Costa Rica. The end of February is a yoga and meditation retreat. It's a week-long retreat where we'll offer meditation in the morning, yoga classes, excursions, those types of things. And then the following week after that, we have our 8-day intensive yoga teacher training course. And then the week after that is meditation teacher training. So we get to spend 3 weeks next year in beautiful Montezuma, Costa Rica. We're excited about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it's sounding so exciting. I wish I could just join you sometime in Costa Rica.
Absolutely.
How can people sign up for this retreat?
So you can go to yourdirectpath.com. And when you look, land on the landing page there and scroll down there, we offer multiple courses, all those variations that I just mentioned for yoga, meditation. Yeah. If you want to just do the retreat only, you could do that. We have personal retreats that you can sign up for. So if you go to our website and scroll down a little bit, you can click on any of those individual courses and you'll land on that specific page and it'll show you what the price points are for room and board, what the itinerary is for the week. So you have a good understanding of what that week entails and you could just purchase it directly right from our website.
It was such a wonderful conversation with you, Mike, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Your retreat looks very interesting and people should definitely go join you in your retreat because this is such a wonderful energy exchange.
Yes, and much needed for people just to get away from their busy lives.
Yes.
You know, online training is great, but if you could cap that training off with a beautiful vacation and training all at once, you get the best of both worlds. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Right. I just love the ideas of retreats. Thank you very much for your time today and all the very best for your amazing work that you are doing and impacting the world around you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Mike's journey from the corporate world to mindfulness and meditation showcases the transformative power these practices hold for individuals seeking balance, well-being, and clarity in the corporate life. Now I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Are you willing to give only 5 minutes to practice mindful breathing every day? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career changing tools and resources. Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.